Hello there.
Dave and Darren.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast on Nacho Radio. I want to begin the podcast by thanking people that listened to the last podcast and left some reviews.
Did they?
We need more of those, though. It's very important that you, if you listen on Apple or wherever you listen, but Apple especially, reviews are huge. I think we're one review away from 100 reviews, which is kind of a big benchmark.
Yeah, we get a cake.
I don't know that we...
With candles.
I don't know that we get anything other than...
I don't know who supplies that.
Our ranking goes up somehow.
You know who supplies that? The woman who punts cakes will show up on the front porch. Here's your cake.
I forgot.
Take a look at it, because I'm about ready to punt it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories ever. She punted a couple different cakes, didn't she?
The more time has passed, the more I'm on that woman's side. Can
no,
I tell you that?
No, I understand.
Here's one from Friday from Zep Girl. Remember Zep Girl?
It's been a while, Zep
this,
Girl.
This review says we get 5 out of 5 stars. It says Zep Girl approved. So happy the Double D's are still around. These two are the best voices in the QC. Thank you, Zep Girl. That's great. Here's one from Nasty563. It says, hello there. Best podcast in the Quad Cities. Well, thank you. We got 5 out of 5 stars. Here's one from Stinky Pete. Stinky Pete says, best podcast on the interwebs. I give it 2 snaps and a twist. Well, he also gave us 5 stars, which is nice. Here's one from KTKC82. It says, very funny. It's a very funny podcast that I think everyone can enjoy. Well, thank you for that. It looks like the bulk of our ratings are 5 stars. It looks like we got a 2-star review. How do I find out what this 2...
Oh, I know who that is. That's someone I know trying to be funny.
Why would you
do that?
Why
don't you leave the funny to us?
Somebody left us a 2-star review because they thought that would be funny?
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, I get it.
What do they have to say? I'm struggling to find a way to find... Can't you kind of look? Do I have to look at all of these things or...
Let me just say that they're trying to be funny.
Well, that's not... That's okay.
That's not...
If you genuinely think that this is a 2-star podcast...
No, they're looking to harm us.
Okay. So this is somebody that is not a fan of ours?
No, I'm not saying they're not a fan, but they're trying to take a little wind out of our sails. I'll be damned
if
you're...
Can I tell you this? There's no wind in my sail right now. I don't need funny right now.
Listen, I don't give tens. I was once an Olympic judge... I just don't do it. That's like the professor or the teacher that says I don't give.
Okay,
A's.
That's I guess I should be grateful for the review.
That's BS. That's horse hockey is what that is.
Yeah.
You know we're a 5. You know what song I've got stuck in my head?
Most episodes are 5. The occasional 4 squeezes through, but 5 I'd say for the most part.
You know what song I got stuck in my head?
Tell me.
The sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
Who's that by?
It's the Walker Brothers.
Hmm.
Are we ever going to see sunshine again?
It has been cloudy. I think it's going to be remaining cloudy the rest of the week.
The rest of the month.
Is that right?
Well, that is the rest of the week.
No, I like what you did there. What a dad joke. By the way, figured out, we've been talking
about
this.
I'm not a dad.
But you still do dad jokes.
That
like,
doesn't apply.
You know, your dad jokes are like you have a family of 10 some days.
Why do they call them dad jokes?
Because only dads think they're funny.
Oh, well, that's...
A lot of times, I think that's called dad jokes because a lot of times you use them in your capacity as a dad. For example, Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry, I'm dad. That's like the classic dad joke of all time.
I wouldn't do that.
The greatest dad joke of all time in the Pitra family is, why would I buy a dishwasher...
When I've got...
I've got 4 of them.
Well, he said 5, he included my mom.
It was a different time.
Hello, everybody.
She was like, hey!
It's a classic joke, and it's. I think the great thing about dad jokes is you can use them more than once, right? They're really only funny to the dad who uses them.
We wanted to go to Six Flags, and goes, how about I go I buy 6 flags and stick them out in the yard? And yet he was the one who enjoyed it more than any of us. He was the one that we couldn't get off the screaming eagle.
So once he actually went there.
And he wasn't going to buy full size official flags. He was just talking about getting the little tiny things. that you get at a parade and stick them. How about I'll tell you what. You go right ahead and get those six flags and stick them in the yard.
They're not even six different flags. It's just six little flags.
Six little flags.
Little American flags.
Yeah.
Look at that. Here's your six
flags.
There's
your six flags.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah. And then he enjoyed it more than anybody.
I can't confirm this this neighbor that I don't know that lives behind us. We've been trying to figure out what the construction project is. And I can confirm.
It looks like they've given up on it.
No, last night it looked like it was being used for the first time.
Oh.
It is, in fact, a hockey rink.
They built a little hockey.
Yeah. They put a goalie net out there, and the kid was ice skating in the backyard last night.
There's not enough room for that.
Well, he's...
It's like one-on-one hockey, right?
I don't know how you're practicing your skating on a rink that's 8x5, but there you go.
It's the size of a kitchen table.
Essentially. Yeah, there's only one goalie net. So
yeah.
I don't think you could play proper games on it.
No.
But yeah.
It doesn't look like he can even practice.
He's got it lit up at night.
It's like taking slap shots from a foot away.
I wonder if that's what it's for. I don't know. I don't know who lives in that house because I think for a long time, I didn't think anybody was living there. I know the family that lived
there. Well, apparently some Canadians just moved in.
Could be. And they're enjoying the balmy weather down here, you know, from their perspective.
Sure.
I don't know. But it is, in fact, a hockey rink that they've constructed.
Now, is that
there.
Something that you could pay to use? I'd like to bring the boy over. And
my boy's going to play in the big leagues. Thank you, Red Rider. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have skates. I should probably get to know the neighbor before I invite myself on his kitchen table-sized rink.
How are you as an ice skater?
Well, I would tell you that I'm good because we used to ice skate when I was in high school every Friday night. That's what
we
do.
Okay, so you've had some practice.
But I also thought I was a good roller skater, and you remember how that ended last time you and I went to the rink. I got what the doctor told me was a subdermal hematoma. So
I know. I got a concussion. Now, I had never been on those skates. My God, those things are quick. You really need to know what you're doing. And as far as ice skates are concerned, I never had ice skates as a kid that were the proper size.
Here's the thing, too, about ice skating now as opposed to 1989. My center of gravity has changed.
It has.
And I've done some things that affected my ability to balance.
I know it. I can't take another fall.
Yeah.
I am just now... coming through the woods of this massage.
I'm telling you, I think that I'm in a place where I, in my head, have convinced myself that I would be able to ice skate, but why risk it by actually getting on the ice?
No.
In my head, I think I'm an ice skater. I probably wouldn't be, but why chance
it? If I was to do any sort of bicycle riding,
mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That's no.
I wish you would.
I'm not going to. But if I was to ever go ice skating, I'm putting all the pads on.
Helmets
galore. I'll put on like three different helmets.
Why is Darren wearing helmets on his knees?
I'll put on a helmet that fits me. Then I'll put on a helmet that fits a helmet. And then I'll put on a helmet that fits a helmet that fits my helmet. That's how much protection I would need. A bicycle. I don't need a. I'm not riding a. I'm not wearing biking outfit, and I'm not wearing a helmet. If I can't stay on a bike, then that's on me. But ice skating,
yeah,
that's a different animal.
You think you can?
That's a different story. I can't afford it. I can't afford someone to be playing Benny Hill when I go down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's. I wouldn't go bicycling in this weather.
Well, no, that was one of your tweets the other when it was storming.
When we had the blizzard,
yeah.
Some jackass on 53rd Street riding
was out
his
there
bike
with the big tires.
Yeah,
with the big thick tires.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
I've got the same rights as a car does. You're not a car.
You don't have any rights.
And shut up about your rights. I like to ride a bike as much as the next guy, but stop.
You've got as many rights as I've got. Zip.
American rights. That's the big talk.
Zippo.
That's the talk around here. Whenever I ask the soon-to-be 11-year-old to do something that he doesn't want to do,
I know
he likes to lobby me about how I've got American rights.
I've got an American woman.
American rights.
American rights. Yeah.
Call the embassy.
That reminds me. I've got to get a. I've got to get a car. I've got to get some cards. One for swag.
Yeah.
His birthday is coming up Friday.
Right. That's right.
Or Thursday. Thursday.
You're correct on that. Yes.
Thursday. My nephew's got a birthday coming up, and then I've got someone who is back home having recovered from open heart surgery.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's a wow.
I just got to make sure I send the right cards to the right people.
Thank you. Thank you, all dear friends. For coming to my birthday.
There's no reason to send your son a thinking of you card with no money in it.
Honestly, I think that would be hilarious.
That's, you know what? Those are your American rights.
There's your rights. Hey, before we get into the top five things, you want to tell us who's making this podcast possible?
I will. The Dave and Darren.
Because I want to bring back a beloved Dave and Darren segment.
Absolutely. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Well, it pays to be informed. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to inspectwithsense.com for more information. You can also book online right there. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to have an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose your house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you with a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, visit the website, which is inspectwithsense.com, for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Again, the phone number is 563-265-5111, or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And, of course, when you're doing that, if you give them a call, make sure you... don't forget to mention Nacho Radio.
I'd like them to come and inspect the hockey rink that this crazy person has put up on my neighborhood. Maybe get an inspection of that.
Yeah, this is...
I don't know if this ice is plumb.
I want to make sure this is up to code, friends. If you'd like to reach out to the text line, 470-23-NACHO, please do so. It's brought to you by Factory of Fear, and they're presenting Love is Blind, one weekend only. It's Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th, from 7 till 10. Admission is just $20, VIP $25. You can get those tickets in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. By getting scared. It's Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers.
There aren't any good movies playing anyway.
Not scary ones.
No.
Oh, well, although the Hansel and Gretel's coming out.
Is that?
They're taking...
That's what we're doing? Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
No. Go to Factory of Fear.
That's right. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more
intimate... You think a woman's going to respect you if you take her to a Hansel and Gretel movie?
I'm not looking for respect.
What are you trying to get done this Valentine's Day?
I'll tell you what I'm looking to get done.
All right.
Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for...
Spit in my mouth and tell me I'm scum.
Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry. They're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th from 7 till 10.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Yep, coming soon, Factory of Fear's Easter Mayhem. Factory of Fear presents Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled chicken parmesan, premium chicken grilled with onions, mushrooms, sweet peppers, and provolone cheese, topped with marinara sauce and Romano cheese. I've had it. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio when you're ordering, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got the top five things. Also, at the conclusion of the top five things, going to be bringing back, today only, a beloved Dave and Darren segment. Something that you grew up with, we'll be bringing back on the podcast.
That I grew up with?
Well, no, not you, obviously. Do you have listeners tell you that they grew up listening to you? I get that from time
to
time.
They could.
Well, I mean, I guess a lot of your time on the air was doing overnights. So Children wouldn't have been listening.
Well, 4 years. Yeah, that was that's a big 20 four, years ago.
It's a big 4 years in someone's development, though.
It's the first 4 years in some people's development.
We'll get to that beloved segment. I hope you'll stick around for it. Or, you know, maybe just fast forward. I don't know how you consume these things.
I was a colicky baby. you really got me through some tough times.
Let's do the top five things.
Number one.
Number one.
How's this for a lawsuit?
I also was dealing with some of that cradle cap.
What?
Cradle cap.
What's that? Oh, with your head gets all smushed in?
No, not smushed in. It gets a little kind of funky.
Aren't there kids that like they lay in the crib too long and then their head gets like flat? You ever seen that on a baby?
My buddy Slaughter.
That's a baby that could use your patented helmet design.
My buddy Slaughter's mom, when he was a newborn baby, mm-hmm. rubbed his head because he kind of had a bit of a cone head. Well, I mean, he has a decent sized head, and she apparently didn't have a birthing canal that was, you know, she was lucky.
She was lucky she got him out. Yeah, okay.
She would just kind of like in first few days, just kind of rub his head and cry.
I'm so sorry that my lady parts are so compact. Let me rub that head down for you, boy. That's a beautiful story. I want you to tell it again when we do our Mother's Day Spooktacular. That's great stuff.
I didn't know I was giving birth to a watermelon.
38-year-old man died.
We call him Watermelon Head.
After falling into a wood chipper. And now the family is suing the manufacturer of that wood chipper.
Because it's a really good wood chipper. I would argue it's a fantastic wood chipper.
38-year-old man died after falling into a wood chipper. Now
A running one. Or is it a situation where you can have it, I suppose, it turns on when you put something in it.
Yeah, there's a switch. You can have it just always on or it's activated.
Well, that's one thing you don't do. Hmm. Don't have the wood chipper on. I don't care if you do live in International Falls, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always have it on.
The machine is, according to this family who lost their 38-year-old relative, very dangerous. Because it did not have any built-in safety features that would have saved this guy from getting sucked into the wood chipper.
Do you want to turn it off halfway through?
Oh, no.
At that point, you let it ride.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like the salad shooter, and you just kind of help it through. Because
I'm picturing those Play-Doh guns where it's like...
Exactly.
The barbershop toy where you can make the hair or the spaghetti.
At that point, if they're halfway through, you help them all the way through.
Picture it, March 2018. This guy was working for the American Walnut Company. They make lumber products for gun stocks and for furniture products.
Okay, so walnut wood.
Yeah, right. You don't make gun stocks out of walnuts.
Yeah, but they
unless you're some sort of squirrel militia.
Left over.
Yeah, so this guy was the operator. He was supposed to be in a shed above the machine.
No.
Where you take the wood and you feed it into the opening.
No.
They claimed that the machine did not have an automatic shutoff or emergency stop button. It also says that there were no warning signs. Also, the machine came without any instructions.
What?
No instructions, they say, were provided with the machine.
They're provided online.
Well...
Then don't operate it.
But, okay, you're right. And, like, do you need instructions for a wood chipper?
See, I'm very careful around...
The instructions are in the name of the thing.
Yeah.
It's a wood chipper.
I'm very careful around wood chippers.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's, like, the neighbor's having something done.
Yeah.
I stay away.
Is that something that you're...
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You have a genuine concern
about.
Well,
it's just like there's certain degrees of treachery. You know, I can ride a bike without wearing a helmet.
I see.
I'm not getting anywhere near a wood chipper.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're taking precautions. You're vital to the show. Number two.
Number two.
This happened in San Miguel County, Colorado yesterday. The sheriff's office wanted people to know about a road closure.
Sure.
So they went on social media to let people know about the road closure.
Makes sense.
Does it, though? Because here's what they tweeted. The eastbound lanes of Highway 145 in San Miguel County in Colorado closed for a half an hour yesterday because a boulder slid onto the road.
Okay.
This is what the San Miguel Sheriff's Office tweeted about 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, large boulder the size of a small boulder is completely blocking eastbound lane Highway 145, mile marker 78 at Silver Pick Road. Please use caution and watch for emergency vehicles in the area. Again, a large boulder the size of a small boulder is completely blocking the eastbound lane of the highway.
Yeah.
Large boulder. This feels like one of those tests they give you where you're like trying to figure out, like sound of one hand clapping. A large boulder the size of a small boulder. So
I gave birth to a small boulder with the head of a large boulder, and I would spend...
Is that one of those satanic pregnancies?
Right. Be damned. I want to be a devil baby.
Oh, I wish I got to give birth to a boulder.
I wish my dad made a baby. It was a devil.
I wish my dad made a baby. I wish when my dad made a baby.
I wish my dad was a devil and he made a baby. That baby was me.
That's what I wish. Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
I wish I was a satanic pregnancy.
Oh, I want to be a devil baby. Well, no. So people are trying to figure out.
You know what you would get for your birthday cake every year.
Obviously, people very confused. A large boulder the size of a small boulder. What does that mean? Well, it turns out it was a typo. Mm-hmm. The sheriff's office meant to tweet that it was a large boulder the size of a small car.
Oh, sure.
But somehow it came out large boulder the size of a small boulder.
That's not autocorrect there.
No. There's the boulder. I'm showing Darren a picture of the boulder. I would say that's a very small
maybe
car.
About the size of a Volkswagen Rabbit,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, like a golf cart. But, I mean, obviously, you don't want that thing... you don't want that thing in your way when you're driving on Highway 145.
No. Yeah, you don't... It's a good thing they didn't paint it white. like the guy who painted the... tree trunks white.
People are saying that it's an extra medium size boulder.
Yes.
I don't
big
or
enough.
It's a small boulder that identifies as a larger one. Maybe gotcha. Maybe that's
that,
it.
That makes sense.
Or it's a large Coke in a small Coke cup. I don't think that's how anything works. At least it's not a small boulder the size of a large boulder someone else.
I wish I was a boulder baby.
Oh, I wish my mama was the devil and my daddy was a boulder and I was their baby.
The David Derrick Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. It's Valentine's Day Central at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have selected.
That's great.
Yes, they've taken all the work out of Valentine's Day for you. They have selected three amazing Valentine deals starting at just $99. And with each purchase, you're going to receive free Lagomasino chocolates. Check out all the ways that you can make your Valentine's Day full of sparkle and romance without busting your budget. Some of their items are 50% off. Come in and see how easy it is to make it happen at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the wow factor. Again, it's one-stop shopping. And when you're at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, I should remind you that they are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturdays from 10 till 3. And please, when you're there, if you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. We're very, very soon coming in just a matter of days, not necessarily weeks, the Impossible Cheesesteaks will be available at Capriati. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, and homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Now you can get it grilled. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Don't forget, anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And, of course, when you're placing an order, mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Small one.
Three.
Our Cover 5 winner should be getting his, I'm guessing he would be getting his gift card tomorrow at the latest.
Just in time for the big game.
Yes.
Woman in Arizona rushed for emergency surgery to remove a vibrator that somehow got lodged inside her bladder.
Mm.
It continued to buzz.
That's aggressive loving.
as baffled doctors searched for the vibrator that again was lodged inside her bladder. This happened after going to dinner with her boyfriend out in Mesa, Arizona.
Let's get to the heart of the bladder.
She says every time it went off, it was like my entire abdomen was vibrating.
It was like I was a margarita machine. Belen.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Zing of the day. Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
She was wearing...
Oh, I want to be a margarita machine.
She was wearing her new...
She wants to be everything but what she is.
Vesper.
Gotta be,
that's the beauty of that character.
You gotta love yourself.
That's the beauty. Just wants to
be anything else.
This woman had just purchased a vibrator.
Yes.
The Vesper vibrator necklace.
A
vibrator necklace. How much do you think that goes for on the company's website?
The Vesper?
Yeah, this vibrator.
That sounds expensive.
If you had to guess, how much does it go for?
$69.
$69, dudes!
I'm guessing in the adult toy industry, like everything costs $69, right?
What kind of warranties do you think you have on them? 15 days? 15 minutes?
Who brings them back? There are people that do it.
Oh, sure. Some people have the gall.
She bought this Vesper vibrator necklace. It sells for $69 during their date, and she used it with her boyfriend that night.
Vibrating necklace.
The small vibrator is almost 4 inches tall. It's about a half inch wide, and it comes on a 26-inch necklace chain, which can also be worn as jewelry. She was only using it on the outside of her body, as the product intends, but she suddenly felt a sharp pain and couldn't find the vibrator. She says, I moved and out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain. She asked her boyfriend what happened to the sex toy. A moment passed before they both realized
something had
gone wrong. She says, first reaction was panic because I just lost something inside of me and it was still going off, still vibrating.
Yeah.
Look at this thing, it looks like a nail. Right?
Yeah, okay.
So that's like a necklace you wear that you can use also as a vibrator.
Uh-huh.
I'm confused as to how she was able to lose this.
Looks like you could use it on your Palm Pilot.
Yeah, it looks like a stylus. Okay. She goes to the emergency room. Doctors performed pelvic exams, so they couldn't find anything. Emergency room staff was not able to find it anywhere in the vagina. The emergency room staff took a look at it, and then this guy did an x-ray and figures out, well, no, it's actually made its way up into her bladder. Which is not at all what you want.
No, not intentional.
No. The doctor here says, I was surprised when I was looking in the abdomen and realizing the device was actually in the bladder. He says, I've never seen a case like this in my entire career.
You shoved it up my urethra, dummy.
But so their story is they were just playing with it while they were having dinner? She was wearing it as a necklace and it somehow worked its way into her up her urethra and into her bladder? I don't know a lot about how that works, but that doesn't make any sense, right? Was it during dinner or after dinner? It's got to be after dinner, right?
Yeah, I think they're leaving some of this out.
After going to dinner, they're working on this thing, and then look at the X-ray here. It's way all the way up in there. It's it's what the Bullet Boys used to say, smooth up in ya. Good God. So medical staff discovered that this thing had entered her body through the urethra and traveled into the bladder, where it then turned sideways.
I tell you what, it's still better than falling in a wood chipper.
I don't know that it is, because falling in a wood chipper is over, at least. I mean, you're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but she survived this.
Surgery was performed to remove the vibrator, and she is now recovering. She'll be planning a lawsuit against the vibrator people for inadequate warnings.
Well, and I'm not You're paying for my deductible.
This is a really tiny vibrator. She also says she's done using sex toys. That's probably for the best, too.
Got all the sex toys you need right here.
Take a time out on that. You know, she's from Mesa. You know what she needs? Penis, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he's available.
Get Penis Man on the phone.
Or is he in jail still?
Well, he had the SWAT team come and wake him up the other day. So, yeah.
It's not all sorted out, is
it? I'd like to see maybe those two make a love connection.
Number four.
I mean, she has a boyfriend, but he's clearly a doofus who lost a... Right? How does any of this work? Meanwhile, Las Vegas is in the news. They're saying they're going to be changing their slogan. Of course, the slogan for Las Vegas is, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." That was a slogan they came up with a long time ago, and it's worked very well for a number of years. They've decided it's time to change that.
Okay.
And now Las Vegas, instead of saying "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas," now they're changing the slogan to "What happens here only happens here." Somebody put a lot of thought into this, Darren.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays
happens
in Vegas.
Happens only here.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That was created in 2002. So I guess after 18 years, maybe it is time to get a different slogan. But "What happens here stays here" is now "What happens here only happens here." They'll be unveiling this this week.
I wish that was true. I wish what happened here, I didn't have to take home. But unfortunately, I am.
And five.
And I got some splaining to do. So I'm going to sue you over your saying because it's not true.
Meanwhile, the roughest Kentucky Fried Chicken in America.
Because I caught the Tex-Mex crud here in Vegas, and I'm taking it back to Iowa.
I said America, I meant England. The roughest KFC in England has installed a wire fence to separate the counter from the people that work behind the counter, and the dining room is now separated.
People throw...
I want you to look at this. It looks like an electrified fence that cattle are that you used to rope cattle in.
I tell you what, those hooligans.
Yeah.
Those hooligans.
After a series of violent instances,
it's like
KFC in England.
Like the country bunker.
Right. What's the chicken wire for? You'll find out. Both kinds of music, country
and
Western. KFC in England installing a wire fence to separate the counter from the rest of the dining room. They say they did this for the safety of the employees. It's getting a mixed reaction from customers. This is known as the roughest KFC in England. Many locals are afraid to visit the restaurant after dark because of some violent incidences that have happened recently.
This is where the punks hang out?
I guess. I mean, it looks like chicken wire. And people are saying that they don't feel safe going in there. Maybe you shouldn't feel safe going in there.
God save the queen.
Right? Again, I know I've told the story a million times, but the very first thing I saw when I landed in England
was
a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Landed there at Heathrow, and I look out on the tarmac, and the first thing I see is...
There's a KFC on the tarmac?
It was right there. It was the weirdest thing. Big sign, big KFC.
Did you think you were in the wrong place?
I'm in the wrong place.
Oh, shit. I'm in Lexington.
Nice cobblestones. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmolecoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and our specialty patron-only programming. Podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and James has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Have you done a rescan on your TV to get the cozy? You've been watching a lot of Ellen with the sound down. You
know, I have that was, cable.
It was, oh, so you don't watch over-the-air television anymore, huh?
No.
Well, aren't you living the high life, friend?
Well, high life lights.
Yeah, so they did a thing, it was about a week and a half ago where...
Where you needed to scan again?
Yeah. If you,
did you pick up any new channels?
Everything comes in a lot clearer. Mm. Like, I don't have to... There was a time where I had to kind of move the antenna around like it was the old days. I'm pretty happy with the rescan, although a lot of people locally are starting to complain that they think that the new frequencies the local TV stations are using are messing with their garage door openers.
Really?
So I don't know how that gets settled out. We'll see. We'll be keeping an eye on that
story.
Do
you get the Decades channel now?
No, that's a cable-only thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. No, it feels like it should be a cozy
sure does.
Kind of thing. Yeah, no, that's not over the air. That's a cable channel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is. You know, Darren, animals do the darndest things.
They do.
And we love to share them with you from time to time in a segment we call David Darren's...
Animal Farm!
That Doolittle movie opened and...
It had like the worst rating on Rotten Tomatoes of all time.
Jenny went and saw it with her dad down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And she said she wants to buy it because she thinks it'd be a good movie to fall asleep to. Joining us is your host, the charming and delightful old Uncle Darren.
Hello, little sat-nosed Davey.
Hi, Uncle Darren! Got a couple of stories here from the animal world I wanted to share with you. How about this? Walking sharks discovered near Australia.
I knew it.
Walking sharks.
Land shark.
You're that clever land shark.
No, I'm not. I'm just a dolphin.
I didn't know this was a thing. Four new species of sharks that use their fins to walk.
But they don't walk on land.
Have been discovered in waters off northern Australia and New Guinea.
They just walk on like coral reefs and stuff.
Still
walking though. Why walk?
Walking shark? No thanks. Walking sharks present no threat to people.
Probably that shark is probably going to get sued by Jimmy Buffett, don't you imagine?
If it steps on a pop top or
no, it's just you can't. Doesn't he have land? Doesn't he have like?
Oh, land shark is his beer that he makes. Yeah.
No. You're sued.
So there were five species of walking sharks. Now there are nine.
One got hit by a bus.
Instead of swimming around, these bottom dwelling sharks actually walk using their pectoral and pelvic fins, which makes it easier for them to poke their heads under coral and rocks as they look for small fish, crustaceans that they can consume.
Uh-huh.
These things evolved just 9 million years ago, so they are the youngest sharks on planet Earth.
That's pretty cool.
But you gotta think, sharks have been around a lot longer than we have.
I wanna be a shark.
Well, I wish I was a shark,
that
baby.
Walked around. I wish I... came about 9 million years ago.
Once again, the El Paso Zoo is bringing back their Quit Bugging Me event for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
This is a hugely...
Quit Bugging Me. So this is... Okay, so someone's not accepting your invitation.
Yes, it's an event where scorned lovers, you can pay to name a cockroach after your ex.
Oh.
And then those cockroaches will be fed to zoo animals. This is a big thing at El Paso Zoo. And
we're just going to put you in a tent full of mosquitoes. You're already miserable. You might as well be more miserable.
Birds, monkeys, meerkats, small mammals, they all eat cockroaches.
Uh-huh.
And you can name the cockroaches after your ex and then watch the animals consume the cockroach named after your ex. This does not sound healthy to me. I mean, healthy for the animals, but emotionally healthy.
Doesn't sound healthy for the cockroach.
Hello? Is Laura there? Yes, Laura. It's Tim. I named a roach after you and I fed it to a meerkat. Take that, bitch!
All right, don't call back. Lose this number.
How is that healthy?
No.
Is that healthy?
No.
Name submission form opening at the zoo's website, and you pay again.
Mm-hmm.
Names will be displayed anonymously, and only first names will be
displayed. Well, no. I want it written on their back.
I've also taken the extra step of creating a little mask of my ex that I like to put on the roach. I'd like this to be part of the thing that the birds and primates consume.
I've also brought a gun. I'm going to shoot that cockroach.
No fee to submit a name, but the El Paso Zoo says they always appreciate donations. Donations will remain at the zoo and be used to further their mission statement of, I guess,
insanity.
Promoting unhealthy breakups. I don't quite know what to do with that story. How about this? Man pours hot coffee on three kittens.
No.
Is he a hero or a villain?
A villain. Or was he? Were they frozen?
He's a hero.
They were frozen.
Again, Darren, we have a longstanding policy on this podcast of not sharing stories where animals are abused.
They were frozen to something and he needed to unthaw them.
Quick thinking oil worker in Alberta, Canada, finds these three frozen kittens. He hears their little cries in the snow. Yeah. He goes to see what's up.
They're adhered to something.
He approaches these little kittens. Their tails were frozen to the ice.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Well, he goes to his car and grabs a still warm cup of coffee.
Still warm.
And then he pours it on the kittens to free them from the ice.
Uh-huh.
He then collects the kittens, takes them to a local rescue group, pays for them to be dewormed, and all three of them quickly adopted by a loving family.
There you go.
Now they have a new home. A little flip around there, a little flipperoo. You thought that was a story of abuse.
Meet my new kitten, Sanka.
That kitten hasn't slept once since we brought it
this
back
one,
in the house.
This one I call Taster's Choice. That cat stays up all night long.
Finally, a very bizarre story of a canine officer and a cow. This is in Georgetown, South Carolina. This story has a couple of twists and turns, all right? A deputy in Georgetown County had to use a taser on his own canine. Which, you know,
his canine buddy.
Yeah, his I mean that's
his
your
partner.
That's your partner, right? According to the Georgetown County Sheriff's Office there in South Carolina, deputies were on the scene of reported burglary. This was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A cow near the scene distracted the canine dog, and then the dog went and bit the cow.
Mm.
To de-escalate the situation, the deputy had no other choice but to tase the dog. Now, is the dog going to be all right? Forgot what my voice is for the bit. Is the dog going to be all right, Uncle Darren?
Let's find out.
The cow was spooked. And then it went after the deputy and the property owner, resulting in minor injuries. And it turns out the burglary call, quote, proved to be unfounded.
So the cow's the dog's chasing the cow, the cow's chasing the cop,
mm-hmm.
So the cop has to tase the dog.
Yes. Yes. It just takes a lot of weird turns. I don't know how you're able to work with that dog again. If I were that dog, I wouldn't put up with that. Like, hey, remember yesterday? When we went to that burglary call?
Yeah.
You tased me, bro.
The hooch to my to Turner.
Yes. I don't know which one was which.
Hooch Turner Overdrive.
Is Hooch the dog in that movie? I've not seen it.
Doesn't it make... I mean, do you name a dog Turner? I guess you could.
I think that's a quality
hooch.
Name for a dog.
Hooch?
It's my dog Turner.
I'm Hooch.
You think Tom Hanks is Hooch? Or Turner? That makes sense. But I don't know that. I'm not certain. I've not seen the movie.
Or Jim Belushi dressed up as a dog is Hooch. I don't know.
All right. It says here Mayor Whittingham and Craig T. Nelson are in the movie, along with Reginald.
I can tell you this. It got better reviews than Doolittle.
Yeah, that Doolittle looks terrible. That movie, Turner and Hooch, came out in 1989. Let's see.
That was a pivotal year.
Reginald Vell Johnson. So I'm guessing he was playing the cop that he plays in everything, right? He's the cop from Die Hard and Family Matters. Let's see. Because this was the summer that like two movies came out that were the same movie. Because earlier that summer, K-9 came out, which was Jim Belushi.
Okay, maybe that's why I've got it mixed up.
Yes. Yes. Turner and Hooch. Turner is in fact the Tom Hanks.
Now, is
character.
This the last movie he makes before? Was this this was after Splash, right?
I think you're right.
But before Big,
yeah. I think. Let's.
So still kind of in limbo.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, in 1989, Tom Hanks is still the guy from Bosom Buddies, right? I mean, nobody's lining up to see Tom Hanks in anything, right? Not in 1989.
Well, Splash.
This would have been after Big.
After Big.
Big was 1988. Turner and Hooch is 1989. So, yeah.
I was obligated. Same goes for...
listen to this. Listen to this run of movies.
Joe Buys a Volcano or then whatever that was called.
He does The Burbs after that.
Uh-huh.
Then Joe Versus the Volcano. Then The Bonfire of the Vanities. Yeah. Three movies that nobody saw.
Yeah, right.
How was this guy able to...
How did he get another chance?
A League of Their Own was what saved his career, I guess. Looking at his filmography here, that was kind of a hit, right?
Forrest Gump rated one of the worst Oscar-winning movies ever.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's just a terrible movie. Joe Versus the Volcano, League of Their Own. Then 1993, he does Sleepless in Seattle and Philadelphia. And that's when he starts winning awards. Then he does Forrest Gump, Apollo 13. Well, you understand. Boy, Tom Hanks became a big deal in the 90s.
But that would have been a different movie if they'd have mashed those two up together. Have you got something to tell me?
That's going to be the Dave and Darren's top five things.
We'll be back next time.
Yeah, until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline.